The United Nations declared on Monday the 7 billionth person was born, meaning the human race has more than doubled in the past 50 years.
We got to focus on birth rates in developing countries, I guess, because the more mouths you have to feed in those countries, it's just the more problems you're going to have.
Utah resident Scott Thornton says he truly fears the danger of overpopulation, like having too many mouths to feed and not enough food. He finds it especially scary that he's likely to see the current population double again in his lifetime. And he says it seems governments are moving away from, not toward, a solution.
You can't have some global population control program. That'll just never happen. But education in developing countries helps, especially when it comes to family planning. It definitely helps out a lot. Unfortunately, you've seen a lot of that funding get cut in the last 10 years. But hey, happy birthday for the planet, 7 billion.
When asked her initial reaction to the news, Laurie Niebling said simply, too many people.
And Utah isn't helping because we have so many kids being born. You know, families with kids that they can't even afford. I think more people means more waste, more use of our resources, and we need to scale back.
Niebling works for a bankruptcy trustee where she says she sees the impact of families having children they can't support. But some, like Ron Jensen, have faith in the ingenuity of the human race. He says technology and innovation will somehow accommodate the surge.
We'll find better ways to, you know, store food, or like we created refrigerators, which has helped us to store more food, canning, things like that. So there's a lot of problems in the world, but we're always solving them.
Pam Perlick is senior research economist with the Bureau of Economic and Business Research at the University of Utah.
It's really pretty astonishing what our species has done, isn't it? It just took all of time to reach 1 billion, and then in the blink of an eye, we're approaching 7 billion.
Perlick says in the past decade, Utah was among the three fastest growing states in the U.S., along with Nevada and Arizona. That growth was accelerated by the housing bubble, which led to baby boomers moving into resort towns like Park City, as well as young people and immigrants moving in to find work. But post-2008, she says that migration has come to a screeching halt as the housing bubble burst and people stayed put because they found themselves underwater on their mortgages.
All of the major growth drivers up until 2007, most of them are no longer in place. And so now the question becomes, what will drive growth? What will continue to drive growth in the Intermountain West with these changing conditions?
Perlick says young people. The growth driver has shifted from migration to natural increase as young adults who move to Utah for economic opportunity have children. In the grand scheme of things, she says, Utah has a very small population. But the stress of overpopulation in other nations can be felt everywhere.
Humans have evolved to the point where now our existence threatens the climate of the planet, to the point that we're actually in a very self-destructive pattern of population growth, resource consumption, and environmental degradation.
Still, Perlick worries that countries like China, with its one-child rule, will grow into an older population that is less productive than the younger workforce.
You really do have this sort of conundrum of how do we transition to a slower rate of population growth or even no population growth and still maintain that youthful vitality that's necessary for a civilization to continue to progress.
Perlick says despite population growth, fertility rates and family sizes across the globe have gone down as a result of birth control, family planning, and education. I'm Whitney Evans, KCBW News.